Welcome back to the Dick's Sporting Goods Windy City Thunderbolts pregame show on WXAV. Game one against the Traverse City Beachbums from Werfel Park, just a few minutes away. And I'm joined by Thunderbolts coach Devin DeYoung here on the pregame show. Devin, big game last night, big win, complete game from Will Landschaft. What does it mean, do you think, to the team to get a boost like that from a guy just traded over from Gateway and for him to come out and have a performance like that in his second start?
I think it was huge. There's an energy about Will that everybody kind of buys into. He's kind of a spark plug when he's on the mound, and he kind of gets everybody going. And he's pretty realistic when it comes to baseball and knows what he has to do. And he impressed me so far.
We're in the middle of a pretty exciting playoff race right now. Four teams within two games of each other, and the Thunderbolts, if the season were to end today, would have the final wild card spot, but there's still so much to be written over the final 2 weeks. With 16 games left in the year, I know coaches like to talk about how every game, you take it game by game, they all mean the same in the end, but this time of year it gets pretty exciting, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it's definitely exciting. Every inning, every pitch matters right now. And we're constantly looking at the standings and seeing how other guys are doing, but it really comes down to us taking care of what we have to take care of, and really it's out of our control how it ends up. But all we can control is our performance, our at bats, our pitches.
We're talking with Devin DeYoung here on the Dick's Sporting Goods pregame show. Devin, let's talk about the hottest hitter on the team right now, Corey Bass. Got off to a bit of a slow start with the Thunderbolts. Didn't have a lot of at bats this season coming in, but he's been tearing the cover off the ball lately. What have you seen from him that's been different over the past few games as opposed to maybe a few weeks ago?
Timing. That's all it is. He's laying out the same swing. I think he's a pretty advanced player as far as understanding his swing. And basically all he was doing was starting a little too late, and he was rushing, so he was catching everything a little too deep, hitting ground balls, and really he's a doubles homer guy and RBI guy, and he drives the ball into the gaps. So basically all he did was start earlier and go a little slower, and he said he's seeing the baseball a lot better now.
Jake Fisher gets the start today for the Thunderbolts. Fisher's been fantastic lately. He's gone eight or more innings in seven of his last eight starts. What's it like behind a guy like that when you go out on the field knowing this guy's probably going to give you a deep performance? He might not always get the win, but he's going to keep you in every game.
Yeah, he's a high-class competitor. I always feel confident when he goes out there because he flat out knows how to pitch and repeats his delivery and makes good adjustments, but he definitely exposes flaws and swings and attacks hitters.
Thunderbolts coach Devin DeYoung, I appreciate the time and good luck out there, not just tonight, but all series against the Beachbums.
All right, thanks, Terry. Stay warm.
I'll do my best. You do the same. We'll be right back with a look around the rest of the Frontier League on the Dick's Sporting Goods Windy City Thunderbolts pregame show on WXAV.